This animation shows what space station partner nations and SpaceX hope to see on launch day. The SpaceX-designed Falcon 9 rocket, carrying its Dragon capsule, will launch from Cape Canaveral in Florida. The cargo-carrying space capsule will separate from the rocket and begin its day-long journey toward the International Space Station. It is the first time a private company has attempted such a mission. SpaceX officials caution that many things can go wrong with such complex new technologies. The Dragon needs to meet up with an orbiting lab that is zooming around the Earth every 90 minutes, said SpaceX CEO Elon Musk at a NASA news briefing in mid-April.
You've got to launch up there, you've got to rendezvous and be tracking space station to within inches, really. And this is a something that's going 12 times faster than a bullet from an assault rifle. So it's hard.
If Dragon systems and sensors check out, the space station will capture the capsule with the station's robotic arm. Astronauts on the ISS have plenty of supplies, so there won't be an issue if Dragon is not able to dock. The unmanned Dragon is essentially a robotic spaceship, says Musk.
It's not as though there's somebody flying it with a joystick, or that there's somebody on board that can make kind of real-time corrections. Dragon is kind of is making lots of decisions all the time to optimize the probability of success. So there's a lot of intelligence on board the spacecraft.
NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden says he is optimistic.
If all goes well, SpaceX will launch Dragon, and they'll rendezvous with station and be berthed in a matter of days, and that will be the beginning of a totally new era, an era of private access to low Earth orbit, the International Space Station, and other destinations there.
NASA used its space shuttles to bring cargo to the ISS before it retired the shuttle fleet last year. The U.S. Space Agency is now investing in private companies to handle low Earth orbit transportation, and it has invested $381 million in SpaceX's commercial cargo capabilities. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.